Now, Pope Francis flies in for his visit to the Republic of Ireland at the weekend. It's the first visit by a Pope to this island in almost 40 years. All of the five main parties will be sending a representative, except for the DUP. On the line, we have the DUP MLA Jim Wells, Kelly Armstrong from the Alliance Party, and the commentator Martin O'Brien. Thank you, all three of you, for coming on. Jim Wells, we'll start with you, first of all. Arlene Foster said last week that she wouldn't be able to attend as she would be on a family holiday, but did acknowledge the significance of the event for many Roman Catholics, she says, here. But does it look bad when all the other parties are indeed sending someone to quite a big event in the Republic?
Well, I think there's not a single listener who wouldn't agree with me that Arlene Foster deserves a well-earned family holiday. It's been a most horrendously busy period for her over this last 8 or 9 months. And I think we'd wish her well, and I hope she can get away from it all, turn off the phones and the
Of course, she could have been busier, Jim, if she was First Minister, if indeed Stormont was up and running. Well, but I get your point. Do continue.
I think given all, particularly with the issue of Brexit and the hugely influential role that our 10 MPs have in London, the whole issue of trying to restore devolution, I think Arlene has a huge amount on her plate. And I think if she can get away to the sun somewhere or somewhere quiet, I think it's thoroughly deserved, and particularly with her family, and congratulations to her daughter as well, who's done so well in her A-levels, so they want to celebrate that as well.
What about, I take it the rest of the DUP are not going on holiday with them?
No, but remember, of course, this Saturday coming up is what's called Black Saturday, which is the traditional parade for the institutions throughout Northern Ireland, and there will be a lot of people who'll be tied up with that.
So you're trying to tell me, Jim, out of all the MLAs, the representatives the DUP could have sent, there was nobody available?
Well, it's not about it's available and willing, I think's the issue here, Vinny. I mean, this is a visit to the Irish Republic, and I'm not for one moment going to interfere with the internal affairs of another country. And I realise to many Roman Catholics in the Irish Republic this is an important issue. But you also know, Vinny, that...
What about Roman Catholics in the north, in Northern Ireland?
Yes, and if they wish to travel to the Irish Republic to take part in that event, that's entirely up to them. I mean, no one should put any impediment to them doing it. But, Vinny, you know that I raised another crucial issue this morning, and that is that a friend of mine sent me the summary of the grand jury investigation into the Pennsylvania child abuse scandal. Now, Vinny, I've seen a lot of documents in my time, particularly about abuse in South Down and Northern Ireland generally. But I have to say, I could only get to page 3. That was absolutely ghastly what I read. I thought I'd seen and heard everything about this abuse. I'd read about Chile, Australia, Boston, and of course the Irish Republic, but the Pennsylvania episodes were just so horrific.
So are you saying, Jim, that you think that perhaps the DUP have said they have no one to send because of the child abuse scandals that the Catholic Church has been caught up in recent years?
No, that's not the main reason, but since the invitation was issued, Vinny, we have all read in horror, and there's no other word for it, the systematic controlled abuse of 1,000 children in 8 out of the 10 dioceses in Pennsylvania, and I mean, I couldn't repeat on radio some of the material in that document. And I must say that, for me personally, I would find enormous difficulty with the Pope's visit to any part of the UK because that issue has not been resolved, Vinny. That whole issue.
Let's bring in Kelly Armstrong from the Alliance Party. Kelly, go ahead. What are your thoughts this morning?
Just to say, yes, I'm going along to see the Pope in Dublin Castle, and we'll also be going to Knock. The reason why the Alliance is sending someone forward is, as we know, there was pre-existing arrangements in place that Naomi and Stephen couldn't go, but as Chief Whip, I'm therefore the most senior person that will be representing the Alliance Party. We felt that it was important to go. Now, Jim has brought up the issue about the abuse scandal, but we're not there to ignore that. We're there to actually find out what the Pope is actually going to say in the speech in Dublin, because we want to make very clear that this sort of difficulty that's within the Catholic Church isn't something
you could have found that
forward.
Out in the media and all the reports. I'm sure it'll be live streamed. The Pope is here to speak to Catholics, and what does it matter if any politicians from here attend or not, unless they want to?
The Pope's a world leader, you know, and he's here to speak, and he speaks on behalf of an awful lot of people. Alliance works on behalf of everyone, therefore it's important that we're there to listen and to hear what the Pope says. Not every voter for the DUP is Protestant. The law of averages says there has to be some Catholics that are there voting for the DUP. So what does that say to those voters?
Let me bring in...
They're ignored completely.
Sorry, Kelly, sorry to cut over you. It's just we're coming up to the news. Let me bring in Martin O'Brien at this point. Does it matter if our politicians attend an event like this? Is it rude not to?
I certainly think it does matter, and it's a big deal that the DUP, who are the largest political party in Northern Ireland and an absolutely central political force in Northern Ireland, have decided not to send a representative to the reception, the state reception in Dublin. Many people will find it extremely disappointing, not just Catholics, but I imagine Protestants and people of no religion as well. I think that the generous thing to do, the statesmanlike thing to do, would have been to send a representative. People understand entirely, okay, Arlene Foster may have family commitments, but really, for the DUP to decide that they shall snub the Pope, that they have decided that they are not representing, that they will not be represented at the event, sends a very negative signal indeed.
Jim Wells, your response to that?
Well, I think Martin, and good to hear from you again, Martin, we go back a very long time.
We do indeed.
40 years plus. I think, Martin, it's not a snub. I think that, A, I think even Martin would accept that Arlene Foster deserves time off in a very difficult period. And secondly, it is an iconic day in the Unionist calendar, which coincides...
It's a bit of a snub, though, Jim. Within the DUP that could have gone.
But so could I say, personally, Vinny, had I been asked, one of the reasons why I wouldn't have went was when I read only three pages of several hundred of the Pennsylvania report.
If you had been asked to go by your party, would you have gone, Jim?
No, I wouldn't have gone, Vinny, and I've outlined the reasons why.
Okay. Let's take a quick call at this point. Alex in London. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Vinny. I've been listening to the programme. It appears to me that the Pope is carrying the can for all of his clergy, so he's to blame, is he? I thought his visit was to... All of the visits he's been making are reconciliation. I think that word probably isn't running very well with the DUP. Mrs. Foster's on holiday. Well, this Pope's visit was arranged over a year ago, so maybe she could have adjusted just a day or two to be there.
But I don't know if we should focus too much on the fact...
She's got other colleagues who I'm sure would be quite capable of attending.
Yeah, I don't think we should focus too much on whether Arlene is indeed entitled to a holiday, because of course she is.
I know,
I just want to be fair to her. But I think the issue...
We all can have a holiday. Let's pass that by. She's got a whole lot of colleagues there. Are they all on holiday as well?
Kelly, is your leader on holiday?
Naomi is due to be on holiday, and she's
there. We go. So,
a while ago.
I think the issue is not the fact that a leader is on holiday and when they book their holiday. The issue is these are big parties. There's lots of people within. So the question is, should there be someone available to go, Alex? Do you think it matters if someone reps from here go down to a visit, which is technically, as Jim Wells said, in another country?
Yes, it would be polite, wouldn't it, to say the least. They're trying to put their arm, they're trying to reach out to all of the communities. I think that's what the DUP are saying or have been saying. Does that look well to the Catholic population?
Jim Wells?
Well, I think there are those, and indeed, I understand Robin Swan can't go either, so it's not just Arlene. There are those who can't make it because it's such an important day in the Unionist calendar, Black Saturday. There are those on holiday, and there are those who have deep theological differences with what the Roman Catholic Church teaches. Now,
I understand that, but Jim, there are people that live in Northern Ireland who hold their faith and the fact they're a member of the Catholic Church very dear,
yes.
And they might be in a constituency which is a DUP constituency. They have a DUP MP or MLA, and they feel, why not send someone to represent me? It doesn't happen very often, and my religion, although there are issues within, as you've mentioned, is very dear to me.
Yes, and there are those people, even in South Down, who are very, very devout Roman Catholics, and they should be given every opportunity to attend this event, and no one should stand in their way. How they can continue to have such support for the Roman Catholic Church, given recent revolutions, I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, because there's not a day goes by without further dreadful, horrific reports being issued throughout the world. And I would say, yes, the Pope is indeed responsible for the activities of his clergy, particularly when senior clerics were deliberately moving paedophile priests from one diocese to another so that they couldn't be detected or prosecuted. I'm afraid... I
understand what you're saying, Jim. I do, but there are people that are still go to Mass on a Sunday, I guess they're trying to say, look, it's not perfect. There are issues within. Go ahead, Kelly.
There's another important point that we've all missed here. peace is very important in Northern Ireland, and making this place work with the shared society is very important. Small gestures. When Paisley and McGuinness laughed together, this place warmed up. We actually looked at each other and went, if they can get on, we can get on. Sinn Féin meeting the Royals, Queen speaking in Irish, Ulster Unions taking part in Pride, all of those small gestures go a long way to making this place work better. So I think if Arlene was absolutely sincere in her apology, and she's entitled to have her holiday, she would be sending another representative of the DUP. The DUP is not an insular party.
Should they be forced to go, though? You've heard Jim say he does not want to go.
Well,
so I don't know if this is the case, but let's say that none of them actually want to go. Should they be forced?
Well, to be honest, they're political representatives, so they should be representing everybody within their society. Look, I'm from Strangford, a unionist constituency, and what I would say to my three DUP MLA colleagues, Michelle McElveen, Simon Hamilton and Peter Weir, if any of them want to go, I have a car and I can get them a lift down. You know,
there's a road trip for you. No. Can I bring Martin O'Brien back in at this point? Do you think will this be noted by the Vatican and make a visit here less likely?
I don't think it will be. I don't think Pope Francis or his advisors will lose any sleep over it. But I have to say, I couldn't agree more with Kelly Armstrong. You can't overstate the importance of big symbolic gestures. And Kelly gave a number of examples. I think that the Ulster Unionist Party and the Alliance Party have responded in the right way. Their leaders are not available, that's understood. But for a party to apparently take a deliberate decision to say, we will not send a representative to this state reception in Dublin, that sends a very negative message.
Are you surprised, Martin?
I am surprised, actually. When I heard that Arlene wasn't going, I said, I'm sure that the DUP will send somebody else. Geoffrey Donaldson came to mind. Now, of course, I realise that Black Saturday is an iconic day in the Protestant Unionist Loyal Orders culture in Northern Ireland. But surely somebody could be found to represent the Democratic Unionist Party. And I have to say, their attitude stands in great contrast to the response right from the start, when this papal visit was mooted, of the leaders of the Protestant churches. Indeed, I recall breaking the story in the Irish Catholic of the letter that the Protestant leaders, the leaders of the Protestant churches, sent to the Pope asking him to consider coming to Northern Ireland. Now, so I just think that I have to ask, you know, what is the DUP afraid of? What are the negatives? What are the minuses for them?
Okay, well, let's get Jim to respond to that. Just very quickly, Jim, what are the DUP afraid of?
Well, I think my colleagues will pass on Kelly's offer. I know that all three of the Strangford MLAs certainly have pressing engagements on Saturday. I believe all.
Down on Sunday. I'm going to knock on Sunday if they want to come with me then.
Well, Kelly, you know there would be issues there as well. But what I would say is that I know that all three members of Strangford DUP MLAs are indeed members of the Orange Institution, so they would be tied up completely. And I think Martin, and I always reckon Martin to be a very reasonable individual, that this isn't a deliberate snub as such. This is a visit by a leading religious leader to another country. It is not within the United Kingdom, and we have a right to decide whether we wish to attend that visit or not. For various reasons, we've decided not to, but we would not for one moment criticise individual Roman Catholics or try and inhibit them from going down to see the person they perceive to be their spiritual leader.
Yes. Okay, I want to bring in a caller at this point, June in Belfast. Good morning, June.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Well, I would just like to say that there's a third tradition here. We keep talking about all the politicians, but Catholic and Protestant, ordinary people, work together, live together, and want to stay together. And we would welcome the Pope.
What do you make, June, of the fact there's no one from the DUP going to that, despite the invitation?
They have to decide what they want. If that's what they want to do, then that's okay.
Okay. All right, June, we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
By the way, can I just make a final comment?
Yes, Martin.
Just adding to the sense of disappointment, there is an acknowledgement among many Catholics that Jim Wells is a very strong supporter of the pro-life movement. That's something very much that Roman Catholics and many Protestants have in common. And that's just something also that, I suppose, jars slightly in the context of this announcement by the DUP.
Okay. Martin O'Brien, thank you very much. Jim Wells, thank you. Kelly, what time do you go? What time is this lift available for the DUP if they change their mind?
It'll have to be early in the morning, I have to say, because we'd be down there for...
On Saturday morning, you're going?
12, Saturday morning. Saturday morning, I'll probably be leaving, I would say, about maybe 5 or 6 in the morning. But on Sunday morning, it's probably going to be 3 or 4 in the morning.
And there's plenty of room in the car?
Plenty of room in the car.
Good. Just to let you know as well, the DUP... Robbie Butler is in fact going to represent their party as well. Okay, Kelly Armstrong, thank you very much.